Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency will help you out. They're going to help you sell your home. They have seen good, bad, ugly conditions in the market. They know how to navigate them. So if you want to be with a team that is super available, super accessible, that gets results when it comes to selling your home, it's the Live Love team. Reach out. Sold to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Yep. 901-625-5200 is the number. It was a good number for me. I called it in 2018, got a hold of Jennifer Carstensen, and she changed my world forever. That's not hyperbolic, not exaggerating whatsoever. She did. She got me out of a home I thought I'd never be able to sell, and then she got me into our dream home. And we're much better off. Equity, everything else. We've got it all now. It's because of Jennifer Carstensen and her acumen when it comes to getting top dollar for your home and then knowing where you want to buy, too. She can help you on both sides and has done it, has done so. For many that we have referred over, you could be next. So, again, that number, store it. Locking in your phones, as the young people say, 901-625-5200, because whether it's now or later, Jennifer is going to get it sold. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Now, normally this is something that we do at the beginning of the show, but it's a coaching search season, so it's a little different. It's a little thing we call Cap or No Cap. And I have to believe this is the first time we've ever done Cap or No Cap in the third hour of the show. But
historic.
It is historic. There's no doubt about that. All right. Cap or no cap. Memphis football fans, on the whole, will be happy when the hire is announced. Now, we don't know who the hire is. That's part of the speculation.
It's hard. But I'll just lean the way that most of the country's leaning. That, I mean, when you say happy...
Will they be
yeah,
excited?
I need some more.
Will they be excited?
You know what? I'm going to say yes, they will be.
You're going to say no cap.
And here's the reason. And there might be some. I think Jay Harvey, one of our listeners, is probably one of them. You know, if it's the Mac, who you know will be disappointed that Memphis didn't go get a college football coordinator, like many of these schools have done, including USF with Brian Hartline, the OC at Ohio State. And I can understand that. But I'm going to say on the whole, John, yes, the fan base will be excited because you know what? How excited did we get when Ryan Silverfield got the job?
That's true.
It's just about hope right now. And I think there's probably – I mean, how many names have we discussed? There's probably a great majority of us are going to talk us ourselves into whoever the hire is because you're going to say, you know what? It's going to be better than what we just had. Like, we were blessed in the sense that this man in 6 years hadn't reached a conference championship. You felt like he was wasting resources, and now you've got an opportunity to do it with a new man. And so I think just off that, off the freshness of new, we're going to be excited for the most part. And so you're asking me if it's the majority of the fan base. Sure, you'll have a few out there say, oh, you should have done it this way. Right. You'll always have that.
You will.
Thank God, for the most part, the majority of the fan base will be happy and excited about the hire.
And I would say if it's Jerry Mack, it will be easier to get excited if he wins the CUSA championship game. So well,
that's a point that I'm glad that you agree with. Was one we talked about in the first hour.
I think it's less excitable if he loses it.
Well, it's very simple. It's something Ryan didn't get done at his level.
That's right.
So to see Jerry do it already at his level, that's what we've lauded about the man, you know, at the levels he's been on. And John's pointed out, I mean, this turnaround this year, they're picked 12th. They're in the conference championship game, and they're favored.
Yep.
So that tells me a lot about what he can do once he hits the ground running in terms of pulling it together quickly. If he's bringing players, I love that. I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all for those that are saying, well, South Florida didn't do that. We don't know if Hartline's bringing players. Yeah, that's a way that's going to probably work for them. It's one we've discussed. I think it's would have been probably a great avenue for Ed Scott. Still can be.
Yep.
But, you know, if they go this route, it can work this way too, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to say – honestly, who knows, right? Because you have internet people, and then you have real life people,
and always said the X space and all that stuff isn't a true representation of real life. That's what you've always claimed.
So I will agree with you. I will say it is no cap that they will be excited
because it's new.
And people on the internet, will they be happy? No, because guess what? People on the internet are never happy.
We're just excited. We're getting a new coach.
Exactly, and that's in and of itself is enough.
Baseline level is going to. Going to have that room pretty excited for them.
Now, does that mean that there won't be questions about the coach, whoever it is, whether it's, Charles Huff or Jerry Mack or, whoever it could be? Bruce Feldman mentioned earlier this morning that Tyson Helton is somebody that the administration really likes.
We discussed him.
There's going to be questions about him, right? Because you look at what he's done at West Kentucky. It hasn't been bad, right? It hasn't been a bad job, but he hasn't. He's only won the league once, in 6 years.
Right.
Now, he has finished second three times, but again, he's 56-36. He's had a losing year there, and it was COVID, so maybe that doesn't count as Wolken will tell us, but. He hasn't lit it up necessarily at Western Kentucky. He's been good.
Right.
But once upon a time, Tyson Helton was the hot offensive coordinator, right? He was at Tennessee. That's the guy everybody wants to. And, I would ask you this. Would you take those results in Memphis, 56-36, 40-15 in the American, winning it once in 6 years? I think you would say you would not take that. You would want somebody that, you want door number two. So, I think if it's him, there will be, honestly, if it's Helton, if it's, actually, let me do this. Let me look this up. Let me look at West Kentucky football. Let me see what they got at quarterback and if he's coming back. Because that, in the interest of fairness,
they kept one with him, haven't they?
There's two.
Mm-hmm.
Maverick McAvoy and Rodney Tisdale Jr. So I don't know which one is playing more. It looks like Rodney Tisdale is playing more. We have not seen Maverick McAvoy since October the 14th. So it's been mostly the Rodney Tisdale show. Rodney Tisdale, freshman, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, 6 picks. Let's see what he's done. Let's see what he's done at West Kentucky. He has had 200-300-yard games. Okay, now again we're kind of cooking. You bring Tisdale, I'm in. I accept that hire. Although I think Amari Odom is better. Than
Tyson's
Tisdale.
Been here too.
Been here.
He's with Tommy West.
Jerry Mack has been here.
Jerry Mack's been here. That's right.
So I think it could come down to those two guys. It wouldn't shock me at all. I know everybody wants the hot OC, but it's like you don't know give me a name. All right, you want the Texas Tech offensive coordinator, Mac Leftwich, again kind of the same vein as a Brian Hartline, right? Mm-hmm. CFP OC, that's what you're talking about, and he has been at Texas Tech, this is his first year. He was at Texas State the year before that. Now, what I would say about Texas Tech, if I'm trying to poke holes in it, is that they have the biggest budget in all of football and all of college sports. They have the best players. They literally have the most expensive players. And so you're not going to have that in Memphis. That's just I don't think his name has been mentioned that I've seen credibly by anybody, but that would be a hole I would try to poke into it here. So. Anyway, look, lots of names. I think ultimately, on the whole, people will be excited about it, but I do think it will come with questions. All right, Packers-Bears is the game of the week. Cap or no cap?
Y'all probably think as a Bears fan, I'm going to say no cap. That is the game of the week, and you could certainly look at the records of the teams and make a good case, but I'm going to go a different route and say that's cap because Cowboys-Lions on Thursday night. This is a good Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Al Michaels is excited about this one.
Got to be.
Because this Cowboys team that is 6-5 and 1 is not what its record says it is, if that makes sense. And I think it should. Since trading for Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle formerly of the Jets, Cowboys are a top five defense. Kenny Clark's in there, too, who they brought over in the Micah Parsons trade. And all of a sudden, you know, a defense that could get after you and sack the quarterback with Micah but couldn't stop the run, can stop the run. They're doing it all right now. Overshown's back. That dude, they're playing well to the point that Matt Eberflus is now drawing praise for what he's doing on the defensive side of the ball. And we know what's happening on the offensive side. We discussed that part. Said they were wasting Dak and a great season from him. Well, a lot of it's been George Pickens, who might be the best receiver in the league this year. He's the best receiver, it looks like, on his own team. C.D. Lamb's been one of those. He's been better than C.D. Lamb. And Dak's having an MVP-ish level season. This, nobody wants to see the Cowboys right now, particularly not the Lions, who are struggling a bit offensively since the switch in play calling. And, John, I don't know if you saw that, Amon-Ra.
Yep.
Questionable.
Oh, that's amazing.
Questionable for the game. The initial report is going to be out a week or two.
Right.
But they've now moved it to game time decision because I think the Lions know, number one, Amon-Ra wants to play through everything. He is tough. He's one of those dudes. But the Lions know, too, how important a game this is for them now sitting at 7-5 looking up at Bears and Packers. So with the way things are in the NFC, Lions really can't afford to lose here again. A Lions team that, did you see, too, Ragnow, who was trying to come back and come out of retirement, failed his physical.
He didn't have a hamstring. When he showed up,
he had been out hunting or whatever. Like, how do you have a third degree hamstring pull or whatever it was when you've been?
And why would you show up knowing that you didn't have a hamstring? Is the question. Like, you knew you would have had to pass a physical.
So he tried to come back and help. They obviously needed his help. He can't come back and help. Lions had to say, "We love him. He can't help us."
Yep.
So they're a team right now that's struggling to pull it back together. I still think better offensively in terms of, yes, Dan Campbell, I gave him a respect burger of that first week of play calls, but it's been a shady. It's been questionable, to say the least, since. I still think they've got more going for them because of their, you know, let's be real, Jahmyr Gibbs is a game changer. Than that Philly offense, which seems to be even more disarray. But Lions are in a back-against-the-wall situation here, for the most part, against a Cowboys team that I don't think anybody in the NFL wants to see right now, because it's a new team defensively, and Dak and George Pickens have been a revelation.
I mean, you're right.
That's
about
the game
that.
Of the week to me because of what's on the line there. Cowboys, if Philly wants to continue to mess around,
yeah,
watch out. Cowboys can come back and win that division.
I mean, Eagles have a huge game this weekend on the road at L.A.
Yep.
I mean, they could lose that one easily.
You could make a case, quite frankly, that that's the best game, but I think the Eagles are headed down. You know, Chargers are up and down, so I guess most wouldn't pick it as the game of the week. But that's a pretty good Monday Night Football game.
Oh, yeah, totally agree.
But especially with how, you know, Eagles have lost two in a row.
Yeah, they're
Dallas and
free fall.
Us, you just got 300 yards
the
run
head
over your face.
The coach is, like, defiant that he's not going to make offensive coordinator changes.
Yeah. We've said it for weeks that they should do this. They're getting worse.
I mean, that game against
by
the Bears
the week offensively.
Absolutely pitiful.
It was.
It was. And no disrespect to you guys, but your defense is not your strong suit.
No, we've got one of the worst defenses in the league, as John gets his McDonald's. He knows it, one of the worst defenses in the league, and we just they could do nothing with it.
Yes.
Which tells you how much in disarray the Philadelphia Eagles offense is. Watch out, Philly, because this Dallas team might creep up on you and win the division. Jerry Jones has said it.
Yes.
He said, our best shot is winning the division.
Yep.
And I'll be dang, this dude made this trade. I and many others, the entire world, were criticizing him. So what's he doing?
Yep.
This defense is stronger.
Yep.
Now, having made the move to get Quinnen along with Clark.
So here's
Very impressed by Jerry's shrewdness still at his age.
Look, obviously big game for you this weekend, but you're already playing with house money.
Right.
What is truly great about the NFL this year is that I honestly don't know who the favorite should be. I mean, we could say Rams.
It is. Don't let that loss to Carolina.
And that's fine.
They had to travel across the country,
yeah.
Did they not?
I'll give you that. Give me the AFC favorite. Like, if you had to say right now you're putting your entire reputation on who's coming out of the AFC.
I can't do that anymore.
Well, you have to.
Can't take those chances.
You have to.
No, AFC right now, strongest. Oof. Well, it's the usual suspects are off. Bills, I want to pick them, but they can't stop the run.
You've always been a Josh Allen hater.
No, they finally figured it out. Don't put everything on him. I flipped when Josh cleaned it up. I didn't, and then I said, you're putting too much pressure on him. Run the ball.
Right.
And look at what they're doing now. Cook is running the ball. Cook is one of the best running backs in the league. But they still can't stop the run. That's what you got to be able to do in the playoffs, John.
The answer, Jason, is still Kansas City. They're 6-6, and they're going to finish probably 11-6.
No, I was listening to your man. What's my man's name? He used to be a friend of the show. Looks like Shaka. Nick Wright.
Yeah. He was a very brief friend of the show, by the way.
And he was pointing out there's a big difference between this KC team and the last three that have been in the Super Bowl. Look at the third down, get off the field percentage. They're one of the worst teams in the league, one of the worst defenses. That had been what they'd been able to do.
Right.
They can't do it this year.
That's right.
And it's a huge difference for them. You know, if you're not, you know, these teams keep coming down. You can't get the opponents off. Well, you can't get Patrick Mahomes on. And he's been good in some of these games, and they've still lost. And so, yeah, I think that might be the major difference for them.
Yeah.
That D ain't the same.
I'm still going to go down with that ship because, I mean, the AFC North is a complete joke. The Ravens look terrible. Lamar's injured. Bills have so many flaws.
Name the biggest one. Can't stop the run, but I still like them, what they're doing on offense. They finally got it.
The biggest one, honestly, is that they have no offense outside of James Cook and Josh Allen. Like, if it's in a situation where they have to throw to keep up, I'm not confident that they will.
I'm just going to say it. They don't have a run game. They have two running backs that should be able to run the ball. I think it's, the issues are in the offensive line. But the Pats, bro. Drake May is playing clean games now.
It's probably time we take them seriously.
I mean, look, they're on top of the AFC. It's the same thing with the Bears. You look at them, you don't take them. I think that one to me, they've gone and beaten the Bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, that one is real. We haven't played Green Bay yet. You get them two of the next 3 weeks, we'll find out. But New England, I think we got to give them their due.
Right.
We have to give them their due today.
The Colts have come back. Daniel Jones has a broken leg. You know, they're going to lose some games here.
The problem for, again, New England, they don't have a run game at a time of the season as you get, you know, into the playoffs in the cold.
Exactly.
You got to be able to run that ball. They do have Ramondre and Travion, though. Both, you know, Travion's had a couple breakout days.
Yep.
The problem is, I think right now, is the O-line. Vrabel's trying to get that fixed. But everything else, I mean, you could say maybe they're missing a weapon for Drake May.
Right.
But Diggs does pretty well with that when he needs to, when he gets called on.
I mean,
he's barely needed him the last few weeks. He's barely thrown the ball to Diggs. So the Patriots, I would give them their due. It's why Vrabel's the coach of the year over Ben Johnson to me.
Yep. No, you're right. I'm excited about the NFL postseason, though, because it's not a guarantee at all. NFC, you got Packers. You got
Packers, Rams.
And then probably a big gap.
It's wide open after that because I don't trust Brock Purdy.
You know, I guess I'd probably say 49ers over your Bears for now.
Oh, yeah. You still got to put them over the Bears.
But, I mean, I'm not, like, super in love with it, to be clear.
Yeah.
So, no, you're right. Cowboys-Lions tomorrow night is a banger.
Yeah, because that's back against the wall game.
The Cowboys are a completely different team after the deadline.
I'm glad you agree.
Completely different. I mean, you watch them, it's like, the offense was obviously never the issue. But now they have Quinnen Williams, they have Logan Wilson, they stopped the run. Like,
you got to go back and tip your cap to Jerry.
No,
we all were laughing.
No, you're right.
We have to make it right.
I'm reading this book right now. Called Every Day Should Be Sunday, because I'm trying to read again and stimulate the mind, right?
Good for you. I appreciate that mission.
And basically, like, you know, the whole thing is about Jerry Jones and just how pivotal he was to the NFL becoming what it is today. You know, how they would be in negotiations with Fox and CBS, and, you know, he would always try to get more money for the owners. He would always try to market the league in a very different way. Like, hey, we're not getting enough for what we're bringing, for what we have, you know? We're not getting the money that we deserve.
Mm.
And Jerry Jones was, you know, it's just funny to see how his reputation has kind of changed over the years. But at the beginning of this, he was a trailblazer, you know, in terms of the money that the NFL is making now. So
what's crazy is he was gonna pay Micah and have that defense,
right?
But look at what he's made of the other route.
Yep,
which is looking better.
Yep,
quite frankly. The path that he's beaten out now,
exactly.
Going the other route, when clearly some personal feelings got in the way and everything else.
No question.
I think you've made them a better ball team. Yep. And I mean, the George Pickens trade, what was that, a third rounder?
Yep.
That's looking genius if you go ahead and re-sign him, which you expect they will.
Yep.
So, whew. Cowboys, man, I wouldn't want to face them. Glad the Bears already got a win over them, because those are that's a different Cowboys team right now that's beating folks, and I think they're going to beat the Lions.
Yeah, I'd love that if that happens. By the way, because I have under
Lions on
Lions, yeah. 10.5. I mean, I think it'll hit, but yeah, no. If Amon-Ra does not play,
yeah, game time.
That's a huge loss for them. You saw it against the Packers.
He was supposed to be out for a couple of weeks. Even if he plays, he's not going to be same.
Right.
So. The breakaway, busted off, take the top off is going to be off of that in terms of run after catch for him. But possession-wise, he could probably still help you.
All right, I got one more. The Jaren Jackson Jr. fathead in CJ's room will come down this season.
Mm.
Cap or no cap?
That's probably no cap. You know what?
Damn.
Those have been up since those guys. I think it was since Ja's second season. So it's Ja's rookie body fathead, and then we've got Jaren. So, and you could just tell when you look at it, it's just young Jaren. Doesn't even look the same. And we've just kind of ignored it lately. You know, the Jaren one.
Much like, you know, the Grizzlies seem to do.
What I don't want to have to do is ignore the whole damn wall or take it down.
I mean, it's going to come. Can you, is it easy to take down?
Yeah, they're a big sticker up there, but okay. Now they've been up there forever.
Gotcha.
I'm assuming it's not going to pull any paint off.
Gotcha.
What I want to do, really, and if I was still in, I'd go get him a Zach Edey fathead,
body fathead.
Now, that thing would take up the whole wall.
Let him cook.
And that's a man that's performing right now.
That's like a height chart.
Is Zach Edey the best player on the Grizzlies team?
Currently playing, yes.
If Ja comes back, is Zach Edey the best player on the team? That's where we have to draw the line.
No, but.
Is he better than Jaren? Is Zach Edey better than Jaren Jackson Jr.?
The
fact that there's even hesitation.
Yes, he rebounds.
He blocks shots.
He scores.
He now scores. And he has a little three-pointer here and there.
That dude's shooting threes now.
Yeah. The answer is yes.
He's a walking double-double right now.
Unfortunately for Jaren, the answer is because Jaren needs Zach.
Yes.
Some would say Zach needs Jaren.
Well, like I told you, he's Memphis' eighth in defense since he got back, Zach Edey. Zach Edey is the defensive anchor.
Yes, he is.
Cam Spencer looks better than Jaren lately.
We ain't going that far.
I like Cam, but.
And I was just joking, but
he does.
The answer on first one is absolutely yes.
Yeah, so Zach Edey might be the next fathead, and maybe he has to, you know, at some point, replace somebody.
Yeah. But
I'd like to have all three of them up there together, you know, in unison.
Yeah, special.
Might not happen.
It certainly may not. And in my home, you know, we will not be introducing any Triple J propaganda. You know, we love basketball, but it's not the kind that Jaren plays, which is an affront to this in many ways. I mean, every time, like, I think I'm just going to do that every night, right? Like, I'm just going to, like, my new thing on X is going to be when the Grizzlies play and inevitably Jaren underperforms, I'm just going to say $49 million next year. Jaren has to be better than this, because more times than not, that's just like blindly going to be true. He's going to have like 9 points on 3 of 12 shooting and 1 of 7 from three. And this is just what he is. He's averaging 0.2 blocks a game since Ja got hurt.
Yeah, and his blocks and steals, last I checked, were career low.
I mean, dude, that was a big part of the contract, is that your defensive ability and your defensive ceiling. And you're just like a non-factor on that end now. Like we've always grinned and bared your offensive game. Well, we've had to do that, but now you're telling me that you're not impacting the game defensively? You know? I mean, that's, you know, you're averaging 4 fouls a game still? I mean, this is just, it's not improving. That's the problem with Jaren. And it's not going to. Like, I can say that he has to be, the guy is in his 8th year of NBA basketball. He's not getting better. If anything, he only gets worse from here because he's in his prime right now. So, if you don't take the fat head down in your home, Jason, I'm going to do it. It's got to come down.
You're not coming in my home.
I'm coming.
You're not going to mess up this Bears season like you and Brad did on Double Doink.
So if they make a playoff, will you host?
I don't forget a thing.
Will you?
What are you talking about?
You'll cut Brad out because of his jinxing powers.
No, you were laughing.
What if we leave the phones at the door?
It's really funny.
No phones, no video.
It was a funny ending.
We're not going to ruin this for Chris this time around.
Got it. Father-son thing.
I feel bad about it.
I know, because I keep holding it over you. Because I'm good at that. I keep holding the grudge. So that's why you still feel bad, and that's good that you still feel bad, because that's what the person holding the grudge wants.
That's right. All right, when we get back, Jason's going to have a recommendation for you.
A television recommendation. Move over Chris Harrington. I've got something.
There's a new film critic in town. We'll do that when we get back. J&J, 90 FM, ESPN.
Been saying it, talking about it, touched on it, teased it. Still in a bit of a daze because last night I got locked in. John, I was trying to work on my Grizz beat script. I work on that night before, work on the show the morning of. And Faith said, no, you got to watch this. A distraction, much like a siren. Like Odysseus taught us about the sirens. So you got to come see this. So eventually I did. It was something on Netflix. It was about P. Diddy. So 50 Cent announced a while back that he was going to be doing a docu-series, basically, on Puff. And many laughed it off. Many rolled their eyes. I think when I actually told John who did this, he had that same reaction, rolled his eyes. Because 50's rival of Puff. Puff considers him a rival in the music business or whatever else. And, of course, if 50's going to do something about Puff, everything he's got over his head, whatever else, it's going to be a hit piece, is what a lot of people figured. Probably not worth watching. Okay. Well, it is worth watching, and Netflix thought so. It's a 4-part series entitled Sean Combs, The Reckoning. And let me tell you what. Again, some of these stories I tell about Faith pulling me in kind of start the same way, where I don't want to do it, and then they suck me in. She has a way of doing that. This will do it no matter what. Whether you've got an interest in Sean Combs and It's not just what he's in jail for right now and accused of. It's his entire career and all the run-ins with the law. There is an episode as well in this about his involvement in the East Coast, West Coast feud and his ties to the deaths of Big, Notorious B.I.G., and Tupac. And so what you get is really a kind of a history lesson. Like, I remembered all these things, but hadn't put them together in a while. You get this timeline of hip-hop and rap. And what you realize is Puff, man, he was overlaid over all of it, man. So it's really, you go back through time with a lot of this and this storytelling about Puff and sort of where he's at now, but how it all started. You know, you go back through it, and it just blows you away. Here's the thing. It's not just a bunch of old clips and interviews. They've gone out and gotten some really, what it feels like, are credible folks. They got two jurors from his trial just now.
Jeez.
50 did on this. The producing on this is tremendous. It's not just a hit piece. I mean, they use, and they have acquired what at least Diddy's lawyers say was acquired illicitly. Now, that's the term they used, illegally, whatever. There's, you know, there's a bunch of different ways you can define illicitly. But they want this whole thing taken down. It debuted yesterday on Netflix. They've already said they want it taken down because of this video 50 was able to acquire that Puff did of himself the last few days before he was arrested, currently on those federal charges. And so what I'm assuming Puff probably never intended to get out to the world, somehow 50 and them got this. They've got this video that they add to it. So not only are you getting the history lesson and Puff's involvement in all of it, we're going back through, we're talking to witnesses, but John's shaking his head because y'all start, you get all of this as well, and you're watching Puff sort of start to come unraveled as a man as he's trying to tell himself, I'm still that dude, and these charges are coming down on him, and you're 5, 4, 6 days before his arrest. He's with his family. He's trying to meet out with the public, kind of. It reminded me of OJ in a way before OJ, you know, for it finally all kind of came down on him when you're looking to the public to kind of come out and defend you, you know, maybe your weakest moments. But inserting that now in with the history lesson, you won't pull away. And again, maybe some wouldn't watch because, oh, 50, I know what he's going to do, you know, because he's always making fun of whether Mayweather, whatever else on social media. 50's got jokes about his rivals, everybody else. This is not a joke. And what I would say is it's really educational. If nothing else, and maybe you decide after watching it, well, Puff didn't have anything to do with this. But I tell you what, you know, I've always thought, and they doubled down on his involvement in Tupac's murder, because that was the East Coast, West Coast. Pac was on Big side, and he had a real problem with Pac and with Suge. It's really Puff and what felt, I don't want to do any spoilers here, but the big death, well, you think the Puff would be a protector, right? And I mean, it's his best,
right.
It's his best talent in terms of the Puff's the producer. Big was his best talent, best artist. And they go into some questions about, you know, that night and what happened and Puff's, and, you know, involvement and all that. And man, it is something to see. It really well done here. You would think this was something off 60 Minutes. That's what I'm saying. So don't let the 50 Cent throw you off. This dude, here's the other part of the story just to me. 50 in television, like as a producer now, creating television, a guy who was just around. You know, a lot of this Puff became a mogul, fashion, everything else. He branched out from music. I mean, 50 is doing that in a way now. He's putting together some stuff. I'm sure he got paid. When Netflix watched this, I bet you they said, yes, here's your money. Because everybody's going to watch this. This is so well done. And so that's what I'm saying. If you think that it's just because it's 50, yeah, it ain't going to be high quality. Oh, man, this is high quality as it gets. So fantastic. There's a ton of stuff I'd love to say about it. I don't want to spoil it for anybody because there are some new things in there.
Yeah.
But they go back
reading
to the,
about it.
Man, they go back to the, this is history, so it's not a spoiler, but the J-Lo, remember when Puff was with J-Lo? There was a shooting involved there. Puff had gotten charges in that. They go back, touch on that. I will say this one thing. There is one accusation. I'm not sure whether or not I believe it or not, because Puff's going to have a lot of people that hate him. And some of these, they don't give him anonymity. They come straight on.
Yep.
They said that man slapped his mama.
That's terrible.
Back when he was young.
That's terrible.
Now, again, he's been charged with a lot of and stuff that's disgusting and everything else. And so we could go through his crimes, man. Well, that's, it tells you he's bad, bad, bad. But if that allegation is true, if a man can slap his own mom, he's capable of anything in terms of evil, bad, whatever.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned,
that is true.
That one to me was like, he did what? No. The woman he claimed to love and put money in the account and all that. You know, there's an accusation of that. Now, it's very small detail and all this, I don't think. You know, you get too hung up. But that it just shows you. And so I'm still in a daze from it. I did finish it. And I suggest you guys go and watch it because it's quite the history lesson.
Well, it's on my list. As is many.
Don't push it off like you have some other things I'd recommend.
What about the Age of Disclosure with all the aliens that's available on Prime Video? I got to watch that one, too.
Move that out of the way before goes to the front.
You don't believe in aliens. There's no evidence I could give you.
Yeah. There's been some things, but.
We'll work on it.
It's not the discussion piece today.
No, from what I'm reading about The Reckoning, the thing that people say is that it's just so thorough.
Yeah. That's why I said 60 Minutes-ish.
Yeah.
Something that you would see high-level news broadcast. 50 is doing this. What I don't know is how much Netflix paid him. This dude now is producing and making television, other movies, shows, whatever else.
50 is unbelievable at making money. He's crazy.
He is making money now. This dude wants to declare bankruptcy, I remember at one point. Now, he was laughing as he did it because he had money.
Right.
But those guys that got money, they know how to bounce back. This guy knows how to continue the revenue streams.
Yeah.
It's not just a hit piece.
No, I wouldn't
it's
say
a
that.
History lesson.
I wouldn't say that, you know, that was a Guardian-ish review, but I think you certainly did a good enough job getting us to the show, to the documentary. The Guardian writes that it's so thorough in its harrowing detail that it will surely block any chance that Diddy ever had of a return to stardom. Would you agree with that? He's in prison, so that's
well. He'll be getting out though.
Will he get out?
Well, because of the charges they got him on.
Right.
Remember, I talked about what they were charging him with was probably
right.
Not the charge they're going to get.
I'm gonna check it out, bro.
Yeah.
I know you were a big Diddy guy back in the day.
I mean, you know, I got some of those clothes.
Damn, you got Sean John? You contributed to this?
I contributed
to this.
Man, I don't even want to joke because
you
the
did.
Evil, there's so much evil in it. It's despicable. But it was my funds were probably used to buy baby oil. Because there's a lot.
How do you live with yourself?
No, for real. The women that were close to him?
He was clearly an abuser.
Feel for those women, yes.
He's doing 50 months with time served, so I don't know what that actually comes out to. Probably like, 4 years? You know, 3 to 4 years left?
Maybe less if he's good behavior, probably.
Yeah. Damn. Crazy. There was some thought that he might get pardoned as well.
There was thought of that.
Man, I don't know.
Anyway, his attorneys are they're trying to get this taken down. They put out a statement.
I bet they are.
Saying that the video that 50 got was illicitly acquired, but I'm not sure how you're going to be able to, you know, Netflix is not going to pull it down based on some charge of an attorney that Netflix got all the money in the world. They can take you to court while this thing runs. So to John's point and what they're writing, you know, I think this crushes him forever in terms of ever having come back. Sure, you'll have some people that know you're rich and will come work for you and everything else. But in terms of acts and folks coming back and thinking he's going to build some powerhouse again, nah, his reputation's ruined forever.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Wednesday. Stick around, J&J.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good night, FM, ESPN. Whether you're celebrating one of life's biggest milestones, maybe it's an engagement, whether it's, you know, a birthday, whether it's whatever the case, you just want to make the holidays unforgettable. Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift for that loved one in your life, like the tennis bracelets, one of the hottest gifts of the season. You can get a stunning, absolutely mesmerizing 3-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelet for just $11.99 while supplies last. And you'll also get a free pair of matching stud earrings. Or you can do the diamond necklace. Can't go wrong with that. Light up the room. A 10-carat lab-grown diamond tennis necklace. You can go big here. Go big or go home. That's what I always say. $39.99. Make it a magical Christmas engagement over to RIJ.
Choose from handcrafted engagement rings in unique, trendy, lovely styles that she'll adore, like hidden halos, 3-stone designs, classic solitaires, whatever her style is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has got it for you and for her. It's going to get you the yes. Howie's been doing this for a long time, more than 40 years in the business. They know how to make you smile. They know how to get you to come back. They want to be your jeweler for life, and so it's going to be the best deal, whether it's an engagement ring, whether it's a gift for Christmas. Howie's got it all. He's also got all of the payment option, 12 months interest-free financing. You can take up to 60 months to pay. Open Sundays through Christmas. Make sure you take advantage. Visit any of Robert Irwin Jewelers' 3 locations here locally or shop online at rijewelers.com.
A little bit of coaching news as we get out of here. Cross Jeff Brohm's name off the list at Penn State. He is staying at Louisville, agreeing to a contract extension with the Cardinals. I mean, this is certainly a lesson and a humbling moment for that program, right?
Look at when they did it. Look at when they fired Franklin. They were the first to do it.
They were the first to do it.
They were the first.
And they are still waiting.
They were among.
Brian Daboll is still the favorite here. A Kalshi, and this is a market that's got $5 million in it. So,
has Roethlisberger put anything on Tomlin in Kalshi?
Mike Tomlin isn't even on the list here.
So
that's how
Ben, nobody's taking you seriously.
Mike told us don't ever ask him ever again about college.
He's going to be this, one of our listeners pointed, he's going to be the next coach of the Titans.
Yeah. He is on the who will be the next coach out in the NFL. He's on that list.
Right? Yeah, it'll be a parting of ways. It won't be a firing.
They won't fire him in season. Come on. We know that. That will never happen. Before we get out of here, let me look up Memphis football. We're hearing things, but it'd be irresponsible to put them out on the air. I don't know how much we believe.
Point. Yes.
But, you know, that's going to happen, right? You're going to hear things. Jerry Mack is still the favorite at 49%, and then Charles Huff is second. I do think, though, so this is what happened. So, and I don't mind saying this because I can line this up and tell you exactly what happened here. So, Charles Huff at 10 a.m. went from 17.3% to 27%, and then shortly after that, he's now sitting at 42%. The reason why his odds jumped is because Chris Vernon tweeted this morning around 10 a.m. that the calls that he makes the last few days, the name he's heard the most is Charles Huff. And people bet that on that tweet. And that kind of goes show you how sensitive, Chris wasn't saying, you know, this is going to be the next, he just says he's heard the name,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I mean, that's not really a sourced report that he's in the mix. It's just a name he's heard, but people reacted to that. Right. So just because Charles Huff's odds increased and went up doesn't mean necessarily anything. It just, you know, I could tweet right now. I mean, if I really didn't care, I could tweet right now. I'm hearing, Dan Mullen is in talks with the university, and the odds would pew, pew, pew. I wouldn't risk my credibility for that, Jason. So quit asking.
I hope not.
So quit asking. All right, it's going to do it for us today. Be on the lookout again for that Reckoning/CUSA Conference Championship watch party that we're going to be having, and Jason will be hosting along with Jeffrey Wright. So.
Friday night.
Be on the lookout for that. Thanks to Norton Hardy IV for joining us on the show today. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.